Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and we're going to cover strong training builds a strong mind. So if you've never really done super intense training, and or it's kind of been a while since you did a gut check, you might underestimate how important it is to stay with strong, disciplined physical health, like physical exercise and physical aspects, in order to improve your mental, relational, spiritual, emotional, and other areas of health. So there are a ton of benefits to what training, exercising can do for the rest of your life. So in terms of like the other areas of your life. This was actually one of the main reasons why I became a personal trainer, was I didn't like who I was when I was younger in terms of like physical aesthetics, but also just I felt like I was mentally weak, was lazy, and didn't like certain things about myself. And at 15 years old, on my 15th birthday, I decided to make a change. And I set a goal of doing 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single day. And that was supposed to be something that would, the sit-ups would help me lose body fat, the push-ups would help me build muscle. I didn't understand at that time what the role of food was for physical change, and I have no clue why. Looking back at it now, I thought doing an exercise in the area of my stomach would help me lose fat, but an exercise in the area of my chest would help me build muscle. No clue why, but that's what I thought would help me look better, and it would also bring me more discipline, because at that time I couldn't even do 20 push-ups in a row. And I was setting myself a goal of 250 every day. And looking back at it, it's completely insane. And I don't know if I'd do it again, but I'm glad I did it. So I set that goal when I was 15, and it was on my 15th birthday. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired of the way I am. I want things to be different. I want to be stronger mentally. I want to look different, be different. I want to improve who I am. So I'm going to do this. And by my 16th birthday, I'm going to look amazing, feel amazing, be amazing, and be set for life. So for that whole year, I only actually missed 10 days, and 7 of those were on a Boy Scout trip where I was too kind of embarrassed to do everything in front of my friends. So I was freaking out that whole week because I was falling behind on my goal. But it was a very successful year in regards to increasing my mental and emotional discipline. I did not lose a ton of fat on my belly. I did not build anything in my chest. That coincided with me eating absolutely nothing during that age. So I spent a good like 2.5-3 years or so. Actually, I think it was like 3.5 years, which would be classified as probably being anorexic. I only ate about one meal a day, maybe a second meal that day, but I would always try to burn off the calories that I believe those meals had. So it was a very unhealthy time in terms of just kind of abuse on my body, but it made me incredibly, incredibly mentally tougher. And I've had other things in my life, other challenges and whatnot, that I placed on myself that increased my mental toughness, which then allowed me to better handle the challenges that are placed on me by life and by others. So that's what I'd like to get across in this podcast, is that if you train harder, if you challenge yourself deeper in your physical training, you will build a stronger mind. You will have improved mental health, emotional health, relational health, spiritual health. It can strengthen your life, not only your body. So I think through some of the more harder kind of challenges I've done, there's a bajillion over the years, but some highlights is I've done a lot of 1,000 rep workouts. So I remember I squatted 135 pounds for 1,000 reps as a workout. That was awful, by the way. I've done leg press where I did 1,000 reps in a workout, and I started with sets of 50, thinking I would only have to do like 20 sets of 50, but very quickly my legs started dying, and I believe I finished with sets of like 10 and 20 because my legs were just dead and I wouldn't take weight off because I was too stubborn. I've also done plenty 1,000 rep workouts for like upper body and lower body, where you do like different machines and different body parts within the kind of, so for example, with lower body, you could do, like walking lunges, leg press, leg extensions, leg curls, machine adductor, machine abductor, things that you would add up to 1,000 reps in a workout. There's just tons and tons and tons of those stories. So I've done a bicep curl. I remember when I was 16, 17, somewhere in there, I did bicep curls to the point where I couldn't physically hold onto the bar anymore. The bar would fall out of my hand. And but that was a good mental challenge to see how much I could do. I've done weight loss goals. So I've lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks or less 3 times. And one time I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks. I've also done 4 hours of cardio every single day for 4 weeks in a row. And that was a hell of a challenge. So that was also with training an hour to an hour and a half a day with weights. So I spent about 5.5 hours in the day in the gym. And but it was to help a friend get ready for a competition, and it was a good mental challenge to see if I could do it. I've also done a goal where I did 6 a.m. cardio every single day for 10 months. And if I couldn't do it at 6 a.m., I had to do it earlier. So if I knew I was traveling or if I had something that was in the way, I'd have to get up earlier than 6 a.m. to get it in. And I did that every single day for 10 months. I've had other goals. Like I said, the 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups I did every day for a year with only missing 10 days. I drank a gallon of milk a day once as a goal to try to gain size. I did that for 2 years and never missed a single day in 2 years of drinking a gallon of milk a day. I've also had a goal where I worked out every single day for over a year, well, for a year, and I've done that multiple times. And that classified as any effort above the daily effort required. So if I was walking around the mall with friends shopping, that didn't count as exercise. If I went walking with a family member just for like a walk around the neighborhood, that didn't count. It had to be something above and beyond my daily normal things, like what I would have normally done that day. So I've done that for a year or more, several times. So these are highlights, and I've had a lot of injury recovery processes. So I've had back pain every single day for 14 months. That was continual all day, all the time. Back pain related to a slipped disc and a lot of torn muscles around my hip and lower back. But I rehabbed it my way out of that and haven't had any trouble since. But that was 14 months of every damn day my back hurt. And that wore me out. So that took a while to recover from. But it was a lot of stress over the years. So I've been lifting weights for 20 years. I've only ever taken 7 days off is the longest stretch of time I've ever had off. And I've only ever done that twice. So I am pretty consistent with training. And I truly believe that it is through hard, disciplined physical training that I've been able to make a hard and disciplined mind. Now, am I continually always working on that? You betcha. So I definitely don't think we are ever finished products. I think we can always, of course, improve, but then I can always find more ways for me to improve. So I'm not done by any means, and actually, it's kind of funny in like the continuum of knowledge on a subject. It's kind of like as you start to learn more, you realize how much more there is to learn. So as I've been able to make changes in the last 20 years to who I am emotionally and mentally, it's amazing to see how much more there is to go. So I have a lifetime of opportunity ahead of me to become better, and I'm excited for that, and it's a thing that fires me up every single day to wake up and attack. So can I become better today? And I love focusing on that, and it makes me feel like my life has more drive, more purpose, more excitement, more meaning to it. So that's something that I would definitely want to get across to the listeners, is if you are struggling with any kind of emotional and mental stresses and pains and worries, try as best as you can to push some of that into your training. Now, I have had anxiety myself before, so I know what anxiety is like, and it can absolutely feel debilitating. So anxiety and depression was actually one of the reasons why I missed the 7 consecutive days that I've missed in lifting twice. One of the weeks was due to anxiety and stress, and it was just depression. It was a rough, kind of dark time in my life, and it really made it very, very difficult to exercise. So, I mean, it was even, my body was just sensitive. My mind was done. So we're like, I remember I had like headphones that I'd put on and feel like immediately claustrophobic and stressed out. So I'd have to take those back off. So, it was a very challenging time mentally, but learning how to navigate that allowed me to still stay on track with my kind of physical goals. And then as I was able to navigate that and get a little bit of wiggle room emotionally, I was able to get back into training. And as I got back into training, it allowed me to create even more wiggle room. And I eventually worked my way back into training and learning how better to kind of control the anxiety and have it still be something I could work through, but also how physical exercise actually helped lessen that and actually better control that. So we have a podcast number 243 titled How to Exercise with Anxiety. So that came from my experiences with anxiety and what I had to do to kind of build my way back into lifting. So that's podcast 243. And then we have a recent podcast number 556 titled Daily Ways to Control Anxiety. So if you are struggling with emotional and mental pains and difficulties, and that is limiting your ability to exercise, check out those podcasts, okay? Again, it was podcast 243 and podcast 556. So if you can get back into physical training, or if you can maintain physical training, I promise it'll have a positive influence on the anxiety and depression that you may be experiencing. And you'll have a way to kind of still have a sense of control, which will help you lessen those weird worries and fears and concerns and just all that inner turmoil that is happening that maybe it's hard to define and hard to wrap your mind around. So the stronger you can train yourself, the more you can challenge yourself physically, the stronger mind it'll help you develop. Okay? So when you challenge yourself in extreme ways, it makes you stronger to face the challenges that you don't choose in life, no matter how extreme they are, such as a freaking worldwide pandemic. So this is a time that you are challenged by life. Can you find a way to work in a little bit of self-challenge, to work in a little bit of a sense of challenging something but overcoming something, challenging something but overcoming something, and building that sequence to learn how strong you really are, to build upon how strong you really are. So one of the greatest things that physical strength has ever gotten me is learning how to segment stress. So how I was able to get through big workouts, like 1,000 rep workouts, was knowing that I didn't have to do 1,000 reps right now. I just had to do the rep right in front of me, then the rep after that, then the rep after that. You would start to play the game of saying, okay, I have 20 sets of 50, or I have 50 sets of 20. You know, but you learn how to break it and chunk it and segment it down. So they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you tackle big, significant stress in your life? One moment, one action at a time. You don't look at the big picture other than to figure out how to chop it up into small bits and then work on the small bits at a time. You don't have to do everything right now. You only have to do what you can do right now. Take care of that, then move on to the next thing, then move on to the next thing, move on to the next thing. If in your training you can learn how to accomplish 1,000 rep workouts, you can then learn how to segment and accomplish big goals and tackle big stresses in your life. There is a ton of benefit, and I can't even stress how much benefit to challenging yourself greatly with physical exercise so you can then handle the greatest challenges life can throw at you. Okay? So this is something that I encourage you to do, is to challenge yourself. So you can make it a small challenge per day. You can build upon that per week, per month, you know, however you want to do it. But you have to continually push the edge, push the envelope, as they say. You cannot stay with the same degree of challenge and expect yourself to continue to grow. You only grow to the stimulus that you are placed under. So you must continue to place a greater stimulus on yourself if you wish to continue to grow. When is the last time you checked yourself? When is the last time you challenged yourself? When is the last time that you placed a bigger stress onto yourself by choice so then you could handle the biggest of stresses placed on you by life? Okay? Challenge yourself. Do something today. More reps than you've ever done in your entire life. Try a 1,000-rep workout. If you're not ready for that, try 500. But try something that you initially look at and say, there's no freaking way I'm doing that. And then say, you know what? Damn it, anyhow, I'm going to. Challenge yourself. You can challenge yourself with daily challenges. So I've done several challenges, like I said, where I worked out every single day for over a year. So I had a calendar that I would print out, because back in that day, I didn't have a smartphone when I first started these goals. I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't have a computer. Imagine that. So I had a computer at like school that I would print like a calendar out. And I would tape it to my gym wall in my parents' basement, and I would check off a day. So it was a year-long calendar, and I'd check off the date. So January 1st, check. January 2nd, check. January 3rd, check. And I did not start at the beginning of the year, by the way. It would have been starting like now, like today. I'd have just picked a day like this and said, you know what? Screw this bullshit. I'm tired of being weak. I want to take charge. I'm going to be in control of myself. I'm starting right freaking now. And I'd put a check mark on it. The next day I get up, I put a check mark. Next day I get up, put a check mark. So I still do that 20 years later. I now have a virtual tracker on my phone that tracks daily habits. I track 8 things per day that I believe if I do every day will help me live the best life I can live. And I'm constantly analyzing those and kind of tweaking them and stuff, but they are things I track every damn day. I can tell you for the last, I don't even know, maybe 300, 400 days, how many days I've been successful towards those goals. And that's something that I love because it's a self-check. It's a way for me to see how well I'm doing in life. I don't have any reward in place. It's not like if I have a successful week, I get something for it. My reward is that I have a more confidence in life. I have more belief that my life is being more fulfilled to its fullest potential. So the reward is the work. The reward is the gain in mental strength that you're going to have. You don't need physical rewards and all that other bullshit. Your reward is just the fact that you set a goal and you did the damn thing. Let self-confidence, self-belief, let that be your reward. Let the development in discipline be your reward. Wait till you see when you start this stuff and how much your life improves. How much you leave behind the bullshit excuses that are absolutely freaking worthless. Life does not give a shit why you do or don't do things. There is no forgiveness. There's no mulligan. There's no anything. You either did it or you didn't. No one and nothing in life gives a shit. Find a way to do it or accept the fact you didn't. Figure out why you didn't. Fix it and then get back to doing it. Okay? So this is a way for you to challenge yourself by choice. So that way when you're challenged by life, you can respond in the best way and still live your best life. Okay? So, I do hope that anyone that listens to this recognizes that they have a stronger self in them. I promise you do. And you can find it. If you are exhausted from having put in the effort to find the strength that you have now, that's okay. Take this season, rebuild yourself, take care of yourself, do some personal care stuff. Okay? So we actually have a podcast about self-care. So let me look that up real quick. So if you feel like you are just kind of worn out, too worn out to take on this challenge, okay, there is podcast number 420 titled The Fast Food of Self-Care. Check out that podcast, number 420. Build up your reserves. And then take those reserves and freaking kick ass in life. If you feel like you currently have the reserves available, but you're not sure what to take on the challenge of, not sure how to structure it, email us. Or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can tell us what your goals are. We can tell you what a daily activity would be that would lead you towards that. give you an adherence chart to follow, and then tell you to get off your ass and get moving, okay? And we can help you with motivation. We can help you with accountability. We have a free newsletter we started sending out now that covers motivation and accountability. You can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll send you that newsletter for free every Monday, okay? So you have the podcast for free. You have a newsletter for free. For the love of God, you got everything you need, okay? You just have to get off your ass and actually use the stuff. So anything you need at all to help you build increased mental strength, let us know. And challenge yourself in your training. Challenge yourself in your nutrition. Challenge yourself to grow before life catches you and challenges you. Okay? Cool. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.